drug dealers often retaliate with violence.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A drug dealer seldom goes to the police when somebody robs him. He carries out his own revenge. By retaliating, he enlarges his reputation. He inflicts vengeance and maybe gets his money back. Getting even is a common reaction by many losers. Long ago, the Egyptians tried it. When they realized they had lost the free labor of Israelites, they soon forgot the devastation of losing all their firstborn sons and set out to reclaim the Israelites as their slaves. We read this in Exodus chapter 14. When word reached the king of Egypt that the Israelites had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds. "What have we done, letting all those Israelite slaves get away?" they asked. So the Pharaoh harnessed his chariot and called up his troops. He took with him 600 of Egypt's best chariots, along with the rest of the chariots of Egypt, each with its commander. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, so he chased after the people of Israel, who had left with fists raised in defiance. The Egyptians chased after them with all the forces in Pharaoh's army. As we know, God used the stubbornness of Pharaoh to bring about his defeat at the Red Sea. God calls us not to retaliate with vengeance, but to place him and his son at the center of our lives. If we do this, no power in heaven or earth can defeat his plan for us.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.